Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 11th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. We've got a few hardware rumors to start out the week, including AirPods 2 spec rumors. According to the website My Smart Price, Apple is planning some major changes for the first hardware update to AirPods, including a grip-friendly coating, a black color option, greater bass response, and improved audio quality. That's not too far-fetched, especially considering Apple Pencil 2 uses a new matte finish that makes it more grippable, and using a similar finish on AirPods could make them stay in place better during use. And people have long wanted black AirPods, but My Smart Price doesn't have a long history of credible rumors yet, so this could be all fan fiction for now. We'll see. The site also expects AirPower to launch in the spring with a thicker design than originally previewed due to the number of charging coils used, adding that iOS 13 will add features that haven't been shown yet for AirPower. My Smart Price also expects AirPower to carry a price of $150 when it launches. DigiTimes also has a new hardware report out based on supply chain sources. The site expects new AirPods to arrive in the first half of 2019, echoing that new consumer iPads are also expected during the same period. DigiTimes has new information about the next iPhone processor too. According to the site, TSMC will continue to be the exclusive manufacturer of Apple's A-series chips with the new A13 this year, which it says will be fabricated using a 7-nanometer process. The current A12 chip also uses the same uncommon 7-nanometer fab process, which helps the processor with power and energy efficiency. The Japanese Apple blog Mac Otakara reports that Apple's rumored iPad Mini 5 will retain the same design as the current iPad Mini 4 in an effort to keep costs down and make it affordable. That means Touch ID and the headphone jack will likely remain alongside the Lightning charging port. The current iPad Mini 4 costs $399, but only comes in a high 128GB storage option with an older A8 chip inside, presumably to keep the smaller iPad from undercutting the price of the $329 9.7-inch iPad. The 9.7-inch iPad is expected to be redesigned with an even 10-inch display this year, however, which could see it go up market with the iPad Mini 5 taking over its entry-level price. Separately, Mac Otakara believes the 2019 iPhone will likely ship with the same Lightning port all iPhones use today, not switching to USB-C like the iPad Pros, while the bundled charger will likely remain USB-A at 5 watts and not USB-C at 18 watts, like the new iPad Pros include. A disappointing but incredibly believable rumor. And if you listen to podcasts like this one in Apple's podcast app on iPhone and iPad like me, iOS 12.2 beta includes a new mark as played option for episodes, in addition to the existing remove download and remove episode options. And AT&T is giving away free Apple TV 4K boxes to new fiber internet service customers in a new promotion. Check out the link in the show notes for details on that. And since it's Monday, let's check in with my colleague, Bradley Chambers, and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. On Saturday, my article looked at what I would call some software rot in Apple's education software market. They kind of have three different platforms. If iBooks Author, the Classroom app, and iTunes U. And a lot of you, when you think of iTunes U, you remember the free courses you could subscribe to in the early kind of Apple Podcast integration into iTunes. But iTunes U over the years morphed into a platform schools could build their classes on. So teachers could post lectures, they could post notes, there's a built-in grade book. But the problem with really my main two, iBooks Author and iTunes U, is they really haven't been updated in years. For iTunes U, it's not seen a meaningful update since 2015. And then iBooks Author, you know, it went years without any updates. And certainly there was no way to create them on the iPad. Now, earlier last year, we got some of the functions added to Pages on the iPad. But again, that app on the Mac, and then certainly the Pages integration, it's not changed much. And I guess my question for Apple is, are these products things we should rely on and build around? Another issue with iTunes U is it still doesn't even support split screen on the iPad. This is one of Apple's own products with product placement on their website, and it still doesn't support a key iPad feature. So I don't know. It's a concern of mine. You know, I mentioned in the article that Google gets a lot of flack for killing products, but I'd rather a company kill the product than let it do what Apple's done. Then even their Classroom app hasn't been updated very frequently. And so I'm left wondering, what's Apple's software strategy for K-12? Do they care about these products? If so, why aren't they investing resources? It's very clear to me that no one at Apple is working on these products at all. And that is concerning. Now, on Sunday, I took a moment to do a roundup of my favorite Mac apps. Yeah, I know the world has moved all into the web apps. I realize that everybody's using web apps for everything, but I still love native apps when I have the option. So I do a roundup of some of my favorite apps like Alfred, 1Password, and others. So check it out if you're looking for some great apps to, you know, kind of make your Mac experience better and more Mac-like. Check out the article. Both articles will have links in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.